AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House says President Biden's been speaking with Qatar's ruling emir about securing the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas and increasing the flow of aid into Gaza. The talks come as Israeli forces expand their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying to Hamas in a video, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The World Health Organization's Sean Casey in southern Gaza says medical facilities are being overwhelmed.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning.
And of those still operating,
there's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door, and at a scale that's quite difficult to believe.
Renewed concerns of the conflict spreading, the U.S. carried out a retaliatory airstrike Tuesday on militants in northern Iraq after a drone attack on U.S. forces. And Iranian officials vowed revenge for the killing of an Iranian general in what they said was an Israeli strike Monday in Syria. Elsewhere, Russia says a Ukrainian airstrike damaged one of its naval ships in Crimea. It claims anti-aircraft fire destroyed two Ukrainian fighters in the attack. And Karen Shamas has the latest on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Navalny released a sardonic statement about his transfer to an Arctic prison colony, nicknamed the Polar Wolf. His supporters say the transfer was arranged to keep Navalny out of sight amid Putin's announcement that he will run for another term as president.
MasterCard Spending Pulse reports holiday sales rose this year, up 3.1% for November through Christmas Eve. And Wall Street began a holiday shortened trading week with gains. So far this year, the Dow is up more than 13%, the S&P 500 more than 24%, the Nasdaq 44%. This is AP News. A 6-year-old flying alone to see his grandmother was put on the wrong flight last week. Julie Walker has the story.
6-year-old Casper was traveling from Philadelphia to Fort Myers, his grandmother Maria Ramos waiting for him at the airport.
How about if somebody would have stolen my grandson?
It was the 6-year-old's first time flying alone. He was on Spirit Airlines.
They told me, no, he's not in this flight. He missed his flight.
A short time later, Casper called her.
He said, yes, I'm here. I land. I'm in the airport. I said, give me an adult. He said, I don't have nobody with me.
He was at the airport in Orlando, 160 miles away.
How did that happen?
Audio courtesy Good Morning America, ABC News. Spirit Airlines said the boy was under the care of an employee the entire time and that once the mistake was discovered, they took steps to correct it. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.